twists and turns on judgments. Many people make judgments without realizing it. These judgments may be thought to be the answer or the truth for that person, but these judgments twist the truth. Sometimes the truth is twisted because the people involved do not understand the truth, do not like the truth, are ashamed of the truth, or misrepresent the truth without realizing it. Sometimes the truth is twisted because the ones doing this have intent to twist the truth. Many people have claimed I was judging when they themselves were doing the judging, and in this way have twisted the truth. The way to understand the difference between a judgment and the truth is that the will must feel the truth for you. There is no way I can, or want to, delineate for you the truth for every situation you might ever meet. Instead, you have been given your own will, and your will is going to evolve if you accept your will. The will is meant to feel the situation and give these feelings to the spirit. The spirit is not meant to dismiss these feelings or pressure the will in any way to rearrange these feelings to please the spirit. The spirit is meant to accept these feelings and seek to understand why the will feels the way it feels. When the will appears to judge with feelings that seem inappropriate to the spirit, it is important to consider that the will may be right, and the spirit is reluctant to accept this from the will. If your feelings have been told not to respond according to the way they naturally would, but to respond according to the ways the spirit will accept, then your feelings are clouded with judgments. Within these scenarios, you may not be getting an appropriate or accurate response from your will until it has had an opportunity to clear what it has been holding. When judgments are being held and the will is being allowed only conditional expression, the true feelings are not accepted. A false will is then created and accepted in place of the true will according to what the spirit wants to be feeling. When true feelings are not accepted, the truth cannot be determined because the will is being pressured to give false information. Twists and turns on judgments are extensive on earth, even to the point of claiming that no judgments are being made. However, nearly everyone is holding judgments. In both indigenous and technologically oriented societies, belief systems have judgments embedded in them. Many judgments have appeared to stand as truth because they have been removed from their context so that important pieces of information are missing. These beliefs, or judgments, have been presented as though they are the voice of authority that has the right answers. I want to point out here that if the answer is right, it can be felt to be right without manipulation, pressure, coercion, force, or threat of punishment to gain acceptance. The truth has enough presence to be recognized by those who have intention to find the truth. However, people with their unmoved fear can be manipulated to accept statements as truth when they are not true. Those who have not recognized something that others feel is the truth needs to be free to seek the truth in their own way. For many of you, what I am mentioning here is a mixture of what you have recognized for yourself and what you have not recognized. I want you to see what they all share in common, and I want you to be able to recognize this thread in other situations. The common thread is death-seeking denial, and the denial of being death-seeking denial. Loving essence, mistakenly denied, seeks acceptance, and the denials cannot be approached directly. Death-seeking denial unconditionally denies even that it is seeking the death that results from total denial. When this kind of denial is encountered in other people, the safest path is to remove yourself. To sort this out, express whatever emotions have been triggered and see if this is a reflection of denials you have made that want acceptance or not. To process this with yourself is advisable, but as with anything else, death-seeking denial must be allowed to experience itself. This does not mean that it must be allowed to be a part of you or your personal experience. Forms need to be mentioned here also, because form has been misleading people. Denial can take many forms, and some forms have even imposed themselves on people and forced acceptance. Some of these forms know the truth, but have had intent to twist it for their own power gain. Some of these forms know the truth well enough to know that they should not appear to pressure and have become very covert and subtle. Recovering your will is going to show you all of this clearly. You need to accept the feelings you have and explore them so that you can trust them to show you what you have not accepted from them earlier. The examples given here are intended to help you see the form these denials have been taking on Earth, but these examples are, by no means, all of them. Many have been promoting beliefs or judgments to obscure what they have really been doing. In the presentations being made here, there has not been intent to find, accept, or reveal the truth. Many twists and turns have been presented to people about education, health, medicine, nutrition, diet, exercise, agriculture, politics, international relations, interpersonal relationships, birth, death, taxes, the legal system, governments, law enforcement, my loving presence, and nearly everything else. Many judgments are also fed to children in school as though they are the truth. The legal system has repeatedly stated that it wants only the facts, and has a routinely accepted twist and turns on judgments in place of the facts. Whenever the legal system has been involved, it has almost always involved an overriding of free will in the way the facts are presented and the settlements reached. Many people feel they have been forced into compliance by a system that has not told them they have any other option or provided them with an option. Imposing the same rules, regulations, and limits on everyone has been called fairness, but lacks the flexibility and sensitivity to individual needs and differences that an attuned will could provide. It is not appropriate for one set of limits to cover entire areas so that people have no place to freely express themselves. Every minority, even if the minority is only one person, has to have a place in which it can freely express itself. Trapping people within society's limits when people have deliberately removed themselves in an effort to escape these limits, and following people out into the countryside to impose limits on them, which, if appropriate at all, would only be appropriate in concentrated population centers, is not the practice of free will. Even though you can probably immediately think of examples where it seems that this could not be the right understanding, intervening is only appropriate to preserve the balance point of not allowing anyone to override another or harming them. When people are trying to get free, they must be allowed to get free. Another prominent form of denial is the media. The media has been interpreting reality by what it omits and what it includes. Not reporting some things has been focusing the public on a reality that has been selected for it. Even in what has been reported, many of the relevant aspects have been omitted. This has been done consciously in many cases, and also unconsciously when the ones doing this have held the same narrow view of reality being presented in their reporting. This is a twist on judgments, because this information is usually presented as an open-minded report on what is happening in the world. The repetitious presentation of this reality has been programming people to expect things to be a certain way, to remain a certain way, and to change according to the ways that have been projected. To present information as though it is open-minded, while denying the holding of beliefs and judgments that limit the openness, has been misleading people. Advertising also has responsibility with the media, because advertising has been making it appear that facts and truth are being presented while omitting information and grossly misrepresenting the true situation. Even when facts have been presented, advertising has twisted them in ways that have caused many people to overlook other relevant aspects. When given their full context, many of these so-called facts can be seen to be irrelevant or even lies. Advertising and the media have used many devious and subtle methods to promote the reality they have wanted to project, including seeking to manipulate people by gaining access to their subconscious without the people recognizing that this is happening. Many people have seen this manipulation, or partially seen it, but few have realized the full implication to the will. The reality of young children is especially vulnerable to influence before they have the awareness to understand or discern among these influences. Many young children have been very manipulated by the media, even as to what emotions they feel. Young children have the ability to feel these things, and this ability should be recognized and encouraged rather than denied or overlooked. When young children have been manipulated before they have found themselves, they can have a very difficult time finding their true self later. It can also be seen that television has such a strong grip on so many children because they do not have enough of any other engaging reality in their lives to counter this strong influence. With children's television programs, the advertising aimed at them, and even the educational programs, all have twists and turns on judgments, programming responses, and reality into children. The bright, glowing colors of the television screen remind many children of the way colors look in other planes of existence that they still remember. And so these bright colors attract them. It is known that children's minds open and receive the quick succession of projected images without having time to do anything other than take them in. A programmed reality is being presented to them in this way, and this reality is telling them how the world is and how to respond before they have the experience to know for themselves or can find their own responses. All of this amounts to presenting a judgmental picture of reality on a wave of strong impressions that this is the reality of the world, the way the world works, how the world has always been, and how it is going to continue to be. This undermines children's creative imagination, which is how they create their reality and which is meant to evolve and remain an active part of them as adults. Watching large amounts of media-produced programming manipulates and impairs the development of the child's emotions and has been sidetracking the energy field of many people on Earth. Instead of projecting their own reality, many people have been helping to hold the patterns in place that have been given out by a few people. These few people have used the media to project and protect a continuance of their own version of reality and have done this while denying they are doing it. Many parents do this same thing to their own children without realizing it. The creative imagination of childhood is meant to be given freedom and encouragement to develop. Children are not meant to have a programmed reality conditioned into their being. Children are meant to contact the world in their own way, with the freedom to accept what feels good to them and turn away from that which they do not like. When a spirit incarnates on Earth, it is meant to be given another chance to gain the understandings needed. Right use of will can enable the gaining of needed understandings in these areas. Clearing the energy field can open the way for reality to be created according to heart's desire. If this was happening, reality on Earth would be much more fun, have more variety, and many more possibilities opening to individuals, and even many more levels of reality available to those who felt attracted to them. The grip of mass programming has severely reduced this evolutionary process to a very limited and linear progression of near sameness for every spirit incarnating, especially in the United States and for those following her lead. Government has also participated in this manipulation. One of the ways to pressure for conformity is the passing of laws that force participation in mass consciousness and impede the freedom to experiment with other ways of living. Governments have revealed intent by choosing to enforce or overlook their own laws according to the situation and the influence it will have on their system. It has been to the benefit of those in power to have people programmed in such a way that they believe their personal power and strength are not enough to overcome the oppression. Instead of oppression, government is meant to study, advise, and hold the balance points in order to provide an atmosphere of the most balanced personal freedom. Intent is needing mentioned here, because this is not a simplistic creation. Intent to understand me will guide you to understand me, and intent to deny me will lead you to deny me. Many well-meaning people who have limits that are not everyone's limits, as well as personal denials that prevent the presence of full understanding, have presented things that have value and intent to communicate. This is not what I am talking about here, because they are sharing the extent of their knowledge, while others are limiting the extent of knowledge they share. Being able to feel the difference here can show you that many things that appear to be the same are not necessarily the same. Everything that has claimed to have good intent does not have good intent. Twists and turns on judgments are very prevalent in Earth's reality at this time. Judgment is already limiting, but judgment takes a more serious turn when it is twisted by the claim that it is fact, not judgment. Another example is that medicine and science have established the minimum daily requirements for certain nutrients without including in the spectrum that different people vibrating at different rates and receiving different amounts of light in varying colors need different nutrients in different amounts. Other considerations need to be included, such as lifestyle, ancestral lineage, stress, pollution, and many other variables are to be factors to be taken into account here. Every time a factor is rendered irrelevant, it is a form of judgment and denial. Reality is not something that should be delineated and defined in such limiting ways. These are attempts to lock up reality when reality is supposed to be fluid and evolving. Everything has consciousness, and nothing is to be denied its role in creation. The way in which most scientific experiments have been delineated renders them irrelevant to a free reality. The denials powering most of modern science have produced a reflection of their imbalances. With few exceptions, schools have also been reinforcing and further programming the mass view of reality. Presenting a particular version of science and evolution as fact, while not accepting creation as a participant in this, is a twist and turn on judgments that is misleading to people. To tell children that fairyland exists only in stories is giving them an image of reality that is based in many judgments. This denial does something worse than just disappointing children. It teaches them, from an early age, to deny what many of them see right in front of them. Most children have been convinced that many denials are true, when they are not true. This is one of the many ways in which people have been taught to disconnect from the full spectrum of their own awareness and perceptions. This conditioning can make it difficult to suspend judgment and stop dismissing these things. One of the most direct ways to increase openness and widen the spectrum of awareness and perceptions is to start noticing, as much as you can, what you would usually ignore. To begin with whatever you can notice first, which may be feelings you have generally dismissed as unacceptable, giving it as much acceptance and expression as you can, and by encouraging the listening, receiving, and noticing aspects of your nature, and expanding their expressive possibilities, you may be amazed at how your consciousness can expand and unfold into wider awareness. At present, on Earth, everyday reality is both limiting possibilities and having its possibilities limited through patterns that have been held within rigid forms. These forms are not really reality, and they are the images people have been projecting of reality, and there has been little awareness of the difference. Churches and world religions that have been holding the image of themselves as having the best belief system have responsibility here also with limited possibilities. The images they promote are not the full picture, and they are based in judgments that have been projected as fact. When churches and world religions hold beliefs in place about what I am, then receptivity to my loving light can be limited by believing I must fit within the limited image of me, which they have accepted. I am much more than what has been received on Earth so far, which I am a living and evolving God. Belief systems reflect the ability to open and receive me at the time they have been adopted. My word has always been right for the time, place, and situation of those receiving it. When people receive me according to their own limitations, problems arise when those who may not have these same limitations do not question this or are intimidated into feeling that they dare not question this. Because questioning has intent behind it and should not all be labeled doubt or lack of faith. As consciousness grows and expands, I can give more understanding, and there is not a limit to this process. Images can become fluid, expand, and align with one another. As consciousness expands, more forms of truth and deeper forms of truth can be recognized. The judgment that I am the same now as I was long ago, and that I have nothing more to teach people than what was revealed long ago, are two of the judgments tied into the core of what has taken the spiral of evolution on Earth into the circular patterns of repetition. Externalizing judgments so that they are presenting as fact instead of opinion are major ways in which many judgments have been hidden. When judgments become rigid forms, they can attempt to control everything and hold reality static within these limitations. This way of judging, without acknowledging that judgment is taking place, has become very prevalent and needs attention. Denials externalize parts of the self that will have to be recovered. To externalize judgments and claim they are not judgments, but instead reality, and further claiming that nothing can be done about it because it is just the way it is a heavy denial of personal responsibility and of personal experience, reality, and creative power. These denials carry deep running currents that erode and wash away people's ability to create their own reality. Since these denials cannot be approached outwardly without receiving more denial, internal movement is necessary to reclaim these externalized parts of the self.